Good morning. It's April 9th, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. In a move that's stirring both excitement and debate, Spotify has launched a new AI playlist feature for its premium subscribers in the UK and Australia. This innovative tool uses text prompts to craft personalized playlists, marking a significant step in how technology is reshaping music consumption. The feature is currently in its beta phase and is available exclusively on Android devices. Users have the flexibility to either type their own prompts or select from a range of predefined ones, which the system then uses to generate a playlist of 30 songs tailored to their preferences. However, this technological advancement has sparked concerns regarding the future of human playlist curators at Spotify. The broader conversation around the role of AI in music creation is heating up, especially as high-profile artists have voiced their opposition to the development and deployment of AI-generated music technologies. Amid these developments, Spotify has also announced plans to increase its subscription fees in the US later this year. Meanwhile, Apple Music is not far behind in the AI race, with expectations to incorporate machine learning features in its upcoming iOS 18 release. This intersection of AI and music is at a pivotal moment, highlighting the tension between technological innovation and the preservation of human creativity in the arts. As these platforms evolve, the industry and its audience are left to ponder the future of music in an increasingly digital and automated world. In a move that's set to captivate fans of video games and dystopian tales alike, Amazon Prime Video is gearing up to release its Fallout series, plunging viewers into a post-apocalyptic vision of Los Angeles. This series, drawing from a beloved video game franchise, promises a world of post-humans, ruthless bounty hunters, and the iconic Brotherhood of Steel, all fighting for survival in the aftermath of nuclear devastation. Behind this ambitious adaptation are Westworld co-creators Lisa Joy and Jonathan Nolan, who have brought their storytelling prowess to the Fallout universe. They're joined by head writers and executive producers Geneva Robertson-Dworet and Graham Wagner, ensuring the narrative depth and complexity that fans expect. The cast is a roll call of talent, featuring Ella Purnell, Kyle MacLachlan, Walton Goggins, and Aaron Moten, among others. Their involvement signals high-quality performances set against the series' gritty backdrop. Adding to the anticipation, the California Film Commission has awarded the production a substantial $25 million tax credit for a potential second season. This not only underscores Amazon's commitment to the series, but also hints at the show's relocation to California for its next chapter. The series has already garnered positive early feedback, notably from video game lead and Bethesda boss Todd Howard. Actors Goggins and Moten have expressed their appreciation for Howard's involvement, suggesting a faithful and respectful adaptation of the game's lore. As the series is set to premiere on April 11th, with all 8 episodes available for binge-watching, it marks a significant moment for both fans of the franchise and newcomers alike, promising a blend of action, intrigue, and the exploration of human resilience in the face of apocalypse. In a night of music, tributes, and significant firsts, the 2024 CMT Music Awards unfolded at the Moody Center in Austin, Texas, with Kelsea Ballerini at the helm. This year's ceremony wasn't just another awards show. It marked a decade since Ballerini's first single, Love Me Like You Mean It, hit the airwaves, celebrated with a fresh rendition of the song. Trisha Yearwood stood out as she was awarded the inaugural June Carter Cash Humanitarian Award, recognizing her extensive philanthropic efforts with Habitat for Humanity and her animal rescue organization, Dottie's Yard. The night was filled with stellar performances from a lineup that read like a who's who of country music, including Jelly Roll, Keith Urban, Sam Hunt, and others. A poignant moment of the evening was the tribute to the late Toby Keith, with performances by Lainey Wilson, Brooks and Dunn, and Sammy Hagar honoring his legacy. Amidst this, Ballerini revealed that this year's CMT Awards would be her last as host, a role she embraced with 9 outfit changes and a candid response to online criticism regarding her fashion choices. The event, aired live on CBS and Paramount Plus at 8 p.m. Eastern/Pacific, also promised a special program dedicated to Keith Urban's memorable moments at the CMT Awards over the years, bringing a personal touch to the festivities. With her boyfriend, Chase Stokes, by her side on the red carpet, Ballerini's announcement added a layer of bittersweet sentiment to an evening that celebrated the past, present, and future of country music. In a dramatic turn of events that shook Nashville's nightlife, country music sensation Morgan Wallen found himself on the wrong side of the law at Eric Church's newly opened bar, Chiefs. The reason? A chair thrown from the rooftop that almost hit two police officers, leading to Wallen's arrest on serious charges. The incident unfolded when eyewitnesses reported seeing Wallen hurl a chair from the rooftop bar, narrowly missing law enforcement officers below. This act of recklessness resulted in Wallen facing 3 counts of felony reckless endangerment and 1 count of misdemeanor disorderly conduct. Adding an intriguing twist to the story, speculation swirled around the possibility that this outburst was sparked by personal turmoil, specifically his ex-fiancée, K.T. Smith, eloping with Luke Scornavacco. Smith, however, has refuted these claims, distancing her marriage from Wallen's actions and expressing concern for his well-being. Following his arrest, Wallen was released on a $15,250 bond and has been cooperating with the authorities. His attorney, Warwick Robinson, confirmed Wallen's cooperation and his subsequent release around 3:30 a.m. on April 8th. It's worth noting that this isn't Wallen's first brush with controversy. His past includes breaching COVID-19 protocols and using a racial slur, which had significant repercussions on his career. Despite these setbacks, Wallen's music career has not only survived but thrived, with his latest album, One Thing at a Time, becoming the most consumed album in the U.S. last year. As Wallen prepares for his court appearance on May 3rd, which coincidentally aligns with his scheduled concerts at Nissan Stadium, the incident raises questions about the impact of personal challenges on public behavior. Meanwhile, NBC News has reached out to Eric Church and Chiefs for further comments on the incident. In a revelation that's shaking the foundation of children's television, former Blue's Clues host Steve Burns has broken his silence on the shocking allegations of abuse and a toxic environment at Nickelodeon. This comes as the docuseries Quiet on Set: The Dark Side of Kids TV sheds light on the darker aspects of the industry, drawing over 16 million viewers since its premiere on March 17th. The series features harrowing accounts from former child stars, including Drake Bell, who disclosed suffering sexual abuse by a dialogue coach. Adding to the gravity, Burns revealed his departure from Blue's Clues in 2002 was due to severe clinical depression, now seen in a new light amidst these allegations. Nickelodeon has issued a statement in response, emphasizing their commitment to thoroughly investigate the claims and ensure a safe workplace. The docuseries promises to delve deeper, with an upcoming episode featuring never-before-seen footage and interviews with key figures from iconic Nickelodeon shows. This episode is scheduled to air on Investigation Discovery and will be available for streaming on Max on April 7th. For those eager to watch, the documentary is accessible through a subscription to Max, previously known as HBO Max. It's also available on live TV streaming services like Philo and Sling TV. For international viewers, using a VPN is recommended for unrestricted access, with ExpressVPN highlighted as a reliable option. This unfolding story continues to captivate and concern viewers as it peels back the curtain on the challenges faced by child stars in the entertainment industry. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.